Okay, Rashad Arnold in Portland, Oregon. I like to write music. I like to go in the studio and make songs. I like to play basketball with my friends. We do that pretty much every day. The music that I do, I go by the stage name Shoddy Spade, and I've came out with like 4 mixtape CDs. I record at my friend's studio. He has like a basement in the studio, and we record there. I'm a social worker for a nonprofit organization. It's like a caseworker for foster kids. I just started in March. I was in school to be a teacher, but I did my practicum for 5th graders. Actually, it was for like kindergartners, and I did not like it whatsoever. So I wanted to get out of being a teacher, so I moved to social work, and I like it now, I really do. My parents were highly involved in my life. Well, a lot of my friends, they grew up without a father, and my father was there 100%. As much as I gotta thank my mom, I gotta thank my dad also. They were there, they stuck by me all the way. So I gotta give them a lot of the praise, a lot of the glory, and of course to God also. To me, peace is living freely without disruption from your daily life. As long as it doesn't cause harm to somebody else, peace is just living freely to me. I don't think we're doing all that good, you know. People getting pulled over and stopped for no reason. Pointless shootings, pointless killings, that's not very peaceful to me. So I don't think as a country, as a nation, as a world, we're not doing that good at that. I get involved with like other like-minded people and try and produce the same outcome, the same, you get what I'm saying? How do I work towards peace? I'm not like an activist or something like that. I'm not, you know, I'm not sure like how I work towards peace, but I say that I do, you know, give peace and peaceful person. That's what I would say. Well, I'm a Christian. I was born in a Christian home, church every single Sunday. Did not miss a Sunday unless we were sick or something. So I don't use explicit, violent talk in my songs. Like, I refrain from that. My music, you can play in front of the whole family and they'll enjoy it. Whatever I'm inspired or moved by, that's what I tend to write about. The city, you know, inspires me. You know, people in the city, Portland, our theme is mostly keep Portland weird and all that. So I'm inspired like the city, basketball, a lot of things can inspire me. You know, Portland isn't known for an African-American city, so there's not a lot of African-Americans here. I wouldn't say that we're getting shot, but like, you know, well, getting pulled over and getting arrested for no reason. It's happened to me plenty of times. Yes, I just started my job as a caseworker, social worker, in March. 3 months into the job, I was already pulled over twice. And I brought this up to my boss. My boss was very concerned for my safety. And she went to her boss, which is the director of the nonprofit organization. And they're trying to come up with ways basically to support me so I can stop getting pulled over. And they've said, maybe we can put a bumper sticker on the back of your car, or maybe we can do this or that. I don't really like those ideas. I don't really want a bumper sticker on the back of my car unless it's one of my bumper stickers. I mean, if that will stop me from getting pulled over, then maybe I will consider it. But, you know, right now, I don't really want that on the back of my car. And I don't really know what other options there are, you know. I asked them, I was like, hey, I'm a caseworker, I work for this company. And the cop actually said back to me, no, you don't. And I said, if you let me go on my backpack, I'll show you my business card. And he was like, I'm not letting you dig in your backpack, which, you know, he's looking out for his safety, which I guess he can say that. He went back to his car, and him and his partner talked for like 15 minutes. They saw I was clean and let me go. They did not have a reason to pull me over whatsoever. I was driving, I forget the street I was driving down, but some street I was driving down, past a cop, and he U-turns right around, sees me, and pulls me over. No reason at all to pull me over. And this has happened before. It's not the first time it's happened. Driving home at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning is when it tends to happen most, but driving, doing my work, going to a client's house in the middle of the day. Yeah, that's happened there. First off, my heart drops because having these conversations with my parents, like what to do when a cop pulls you over. Like my roommate, he's white and we live together. You know, I've talked to him about getting pulled over and all that. He's never had to have that conversation with his mom and dad about what to do when he gets pulled over. I've had that conversation. I got two younger brothers, 23 and 22, and our parents, and they've had that conversation with us plenty of times about what to do when you get pulled over by a cop. So when that I hear that siren, my heart drops. And it's very, very fearful, extremely fearful. And then he gets out of his car, banging on my window with his knife stick, and I'm like, dang, what did I do? I didn't do anything yet. And yeah, it's just fearful. That's what I would say. They're like, you know what to do when you get pulled over by a cop, right? And we just say, yeah, we know what to do. And then they're like, what do you do? And then we say, well, you just put your hands on your steering wheel and just look forward. When they come to your window, you know, talk to them. Say, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I haven't been charged with anything. I've never been arrested a day in my life. I mean, I got parking tickets, but I mean, who doesn't? But that's the worst that I've done is parking tickets. Portland is not a diverse place. People always say Portland is this melting pot and this and that. And no, it's not. You know, I don't know the numbers or the statistics of, you know, black and white who lives in Portland and all that, but it's not a melting pot. It's not what people think it is. Like, Portland is primarily Caucasian and white. When all the blacks came to Portland, they were dumped in the northeast area of Portland in between 6th and 12th. And now they're getting kicked out of that area and moving deep out into Gresham, Beaverton, and the numbers is what we say. It's slang, what we say here in Portland. And so that's gentrification, and that's happening in our city. They think you are what's portrayed on TV. Like, they think you're rather a thug or a gangster or something like that. There's been plenty of times just walking down the street, you know, and like, basically they think you are the stereotype, you know, and then white lady on the opposite side would literally cross the street instead of walk past me. Like, seriously, that's happened plenty of times. And I mean, like, you can't let it get to you. You just go on. It's just, just whatever. And you just let it go on. There's plenty of times walking here in this apartment complex, you know, you'll walk past somebody's car and they'll lock their doors right away. And you just look over like, I wasn't even thinking about your car. But I mean, it happens, you know. Basically, they don't know, so they think you're the stereotype. So, because they just don't know. You just cannot let it get to you, because people have their preconceived perceptions of what you are and what you're going to be like and something like that. Like me, I adapted to everyone in high school. I hung out with the Hispanics, I hung out with the Asians, I hung out with the, you know, my African American friends, I hung out with the white kids, I hung out with everybody in high school. And the Asian group that I hung out with and the Mexican group that I hung out with would always say, you're not like other black people. They would always say, even though my white friends, they would always say that, you know. And in high school, I was just like, okay, thanks. You know, I didn't really know what it meant, you know, being in high school. Now that I'm older and in my mid-20s, I can understand what they meant at that time. And I should have corrected it when they were saying that right then and there, you know, instead of letting them think that's how all black people are, how they're portrayed on TV. I could have told them, not all black people steal, not all black people are criminals like you see on Law and Order and like you see on TV. I could have told them that, definitely.